Well, we are on the ground in London from one fight week straight into this absolute madness. Eddie, the official launch press conference, well, I guess can only be described as a ginormous night on June 1st.
I mean, look, you think about, obviously, we know we've got Queensbury rematch room, but look at the card. I mean, Dmitry Bivol against Beterbiev, the undisputed light heavyweight world championship. Zile Zhang against Deontay Wilder, Filip Hrgović against Daniel Dubois, Hamza Shiraz against Ammo Williams, Ray Ford against Nick Ball, Craig Richards v. Willie Hutchinson. You're talking about six pure 50-50 fights. Just so happens we're going to fucking win them all. Excuse my language. I'm so pumped. Are we live?
Well, yeah, well, it's always one take. But we expected rally cries like we've never seen before. Because this means so much to us.
And, you know, I was over at Regent's Park this morning with Ray Ford running the hills at Primrose Hill, trying to make sure that everyone's training hard and... We've got a live stream now for more important media. I would imagine.
That's terrific. Yeah, well, we're going to move on. Great stuff, Ed. Thanks very much. Well, let's head backstage here. Charlie Parsons. I mean, we get Charlie on every episode, so I'm going to leave. Let's head in this room. So I must say, it's absolute chaos here, as always. But that is just mental. Just gives you the buzz. This is a huge night. I was hopeful. We're going to try and grab a quick word with Dmitry Bivol, who we've not been able to get so far today, who is just here. Badim Kornanov also in the house. Big moment. As, this is a one-take one, though, so I just wanted to grab you really quickly. You said on the stage there, Vadim, you've been with Dmitry for so many years, but how does it feel to finally have this date listed now?
We're very excited, but at the same time, I was just discussing it right now, is that, you know, it's hard to be excited when we've got six more weeks of hard work and then, you know, the fight itself is going to be a stressful event. You know, we believe in our victory, and I know that Dmitry's going to do his job, and I know that he's the better fighter in the ring, but there's still a lot at stake.
When you think about the event as well, Eddie and Frank Warren, not too long ago, we never thought we would have seen this. It's quite special for boxing.
What just happened in the second side of the press conference? Yeah, I mean, these people, you know, His Excellency and everybody, I mean, I can't name everybody, but everybody that's involved is basically making things happen that are unrealistic, always.
Yeah, well, we can't wait. And here is Dmitry. Dmitry, by the way, great to see you as well. Not seen you for a little while. A long day of media. You've done a lot of interviews, but I guess that tells you all you need to know about how excited everyone around the world is for yourself against Artur Beterbiev.
Of course, everyone excited because many people ask me about this fight, when it will happen. And I ask many times my team, when you will do this fight. Things got that now we have a date and I have this opportunity to reach my goal. You know.
How does it feel now that the date is there? Because I know you've talked about, you know, for your kids, you'll be able to show them this when they're older.
I feel a lot of responsibility. I feel I have to be in focus. I have to think about work a lot, training, I mean, yeah. And I need to be myself, and I have to do a lot of sparring. I have to run a lot of kilometers, but it's nice work. It's nice.
When you look at what he brings, people fear the power. That's what everyone talks about. But for you, you've always said the same thing when you've talked about this fight. It's the skills that will be the difference.
You know, every time I think the skills is the most important. Of course, without power, without conditioning, without speed, you will not win the fight. But I think most of the important it's skills. It's mind. And he has this good also. It's just great challenge for me, to be honest.
And just finally, when you think about when you were a small boy, if you can stand in that ring on June 1st with all the belts, how have you visualized that moment?
You know, this romantic thoughts, it's not in my head now. Only hard work. And then we will talk about it. I need to work. I need to be focused on, not on this.
Not on the belts. But if the best Dmitry Bivol is in the ring, tell us what happens.
I have to win. If I will be my best version, I will win. I believe in this.
Dmitry, I cannot wait for this fight. Great to see you as well, by the way. And look, who's Frank Smith. Well, yeah, the original promoter. Well, it's interesting because you and Dmitry have always had a very good relationship, as have you and Vadim. So I'm going to ask you. We don't need it, yeah, but
also,
more so Frank Smith.
Before he had that Canelo thing going on, everything was good.
Yeah. What can you tell us about that?
Tell me, please, about your style. Why you change your style?
Oh, the haircut.
So I look a bit tougher. You know, if I take the glasses off, I actually look like I could be tough, but it's not true because I'm a very scared guy, as you just showed me in the hallway out there by nearly dropping me with a body shot.
Who do you find more intimidating? Who is scarier, Frank Smith or Artur Beterbiev?
Of course him. Look at him. He's so...
It's the brain over here.
It's the brain.
Real but confidence comes from fear. Exactly. You have to go through the fear and then you can be...
Something like that. But this man is... Don't worry about Eddie. Team Mushroom, we used to call it. That's what Dimitri's...
Mushroom? Mushroom boxing?
I don't know what he's talking about. Why Mushroom?
You have no doubt this man becomes undisputed on June 1st?
No doubt. He delivers every time. It's like a postman.
Postman. Dimitri, great stuff. I enjoyed that. Nice little cameo there from Frank Smith as well. For some reason, every time we're on the ground at a minute, we keep talking about haircuts. Frank Smith haircut has divided opinion. Dimitri, though, says he's more intimidating than Artur Beterbiev, so make of that what you will. Let's head back into the main room here. Sorry, gents. And this is when it might get a little bit messy, as it always does. But to be honest, getting Bivol was epic. That's who I wanted to get, probably more than anyone. Marisa Suleiman in the house. He would be great to get, actually, Marisa Suleiman. But he's deep in conversation at the moment, so I don't really want to interrupt him. Who's floating around? I can see a few familiar faces. If you follow me this way, Leo, our cameraman today, doing God's work. Kev Quigley in the house. And Ade is also in the house, as is Josh Denzel. Ade, sorry to interrupt. Josh, you come in as well.
I want a fee for this.
Listen, was that a special moment for you? Because I know you're a boxing fan. You've travelled away with the England team, and I remember talking to you about that. That was a boyhood dream.
Yeah, yeah.
But being an occasion like this, being the man in the middle, how did that feel?
It was incredible. Let me tell you, my bum was puckered. Let me tell you, because it's nerve-wracking. Because you've got the biggest names and faces in the world of boxing journalism, broadcast here, and it's like you obviously want to do a good job for those guys. And being stood around guys that you've watched come up. I remember Willie Hutchison. I remember when he was at Ringstar promotion with David Haye, 2017. I was there when he turned pro. Like, it's mad to see him there. He's like four times bigger. You know what I mean? And now he's fighting Craig Richards, who I've known for a long time. You know, you've got Ergovic, who I've seen fight across the world. You know, Big Bang Zhang, Wilder, who's a legend. He's already, like, he's a living legend of the sport. You know what I mean? So it's incredible to be around and just to be a part of. And I get to put my own little tiny stamp on it is mustard.
Is that more nerve-wracking than Love Island?
1,000%. 1,000%.
You're in your element in Love Island. Josh, good to speak to you. And Ade's back on. I mean, you talk about a fee. I think you need to give your agent a ring, because I'll just keep swanning in. I don't even ask you anymore. But what I want to ask you is, we talked about literally a couple of days ago when we were in Manchester about the fans that we are. That was not just the promo, by the way. How special was that? But just seeing all the fighters lined up on the stage is quite surreal.
It is, especially when you kind of just look at the fights from what they are. And you think, well, that's 50-50, that's 50-50, that's 55-45. So and then you forget, one second, we've got Bivol Beterbiev. And you forget that there's actually Bivol Beterbiev. You forget, that's the main event. So, no, it's frightening. Honestly, it's frightening. And I know you said the promo, but the promo is just... Like, I'm a big Lock, Stock, Snatch. I'm a big fan of The Gentleman, all that kind of stuff. And that was just 10 out of 10. And that's what we want as boxing fans. You want to come to these things and be like, oh, my God, it's so exciting, without faking it. That was as exciting as it gets. And I can't wait. Dubois Hergovic. Obviously, Dubois got hurt by Hergovic sparring. He's like, do it again. Let's go again. And I know a lot of people think Richards beats Hutchinson. I think that's probably the 60-41. This is an opportunity for Hutchinson. He's younger, he's fresher, maybe a little bigger. Mate, this is insane. Insane. I can't wait. June 1st ain't far away either. Forget Champions League final. Who cares about that? Bivol Beterbiev. Plus the undercard.
Yeah, and then a busy day of media tomorrow. And then you're off to New York for Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia. Right, not a bad life. Not a bad life. But he's earned it. A lot of hard work, this man, over the years. Thank you to Ade. Always a pleasure to catch up with him. And look who's here. Now, this man featured for the first time in Saudi, didn't you? We had a chance to have a tiny little chat. Up there today, I felt for you, Dev, because it's safe to say Artur Beterbiev didn't really give you much to work with, did he?
If you Google Dev Sahni, Artur Beterbiev, you'll see that there is, in fact, history between us. Around the Anthony Yard fight, I was doing the press conferences for that. He gave me nothing at all. He's got that look about him that he just wants to chin someone. I hope it isn't me. I've like sent out a bit of a jokey tweet saying he's moved to 21-0. I wouldn't count. No. So let's hope he keeps away. But it's all good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think with that, it shows some of his character, doesn't it? A little bit. You get an insight into what this beast is like. No nonsense. No games. No Devsani.
Well, look, this is big for Eddie and Frank, right?
Yeah, I love it.
But it's big for us. We're all invested. How invested are you? That's not me challenging. I'm just saying, we want to win this as much as they do.
I am all the way in. I mean, I will be, if we win this, I'll be terrorising you in particular on Twitter.
Why is that? The two company men going at it.
I think I'll be coming after you. I don't know if I'll quite go after Bellew. I just don't know what he's going to say. I will come after. Yeah. Dan Barnard as well, Scott Hamilton. You're all going to get it. And I'm very confident we're actually going to win this as well. So, bad luck, Jamie.
You don't fancy a little four-rounder? Like maybe the Wednesday of fight week? We'll find a catch weight.
With who?
Me and you.
Definitely not. I mean, look, I think you're well, like, thick. I reckon you've probably
got... Is that a polite way of saying you don't fancy him?
I think it would be embarrassing if I battered you.
It would be.
It would be, wouldn't it? It would be. No, but definitely not. You're bigger, stronger, younger, fitter, faster, but not quite as good looking.
No, I was about to say that. I was literally about to end on that. Devsani, good to catch up with him. That is... I actually don't think I'm a company man. I said that the other week, but... Oh, Buncey's here as well. I feel a bit bad, you know, because we get Buncey on every time, but he's chatting to a very important man there, Aegis Klimas, and I don't really want to interrupt the conversation, but we could do. It would be special. Steve Bunce is a great man. Steve, Aegis, good to see you as well, my friend. How are you? Great to see you. And Buncey, we get you on all the time. Ade was just saying.
Where are we?
Well, it just all rolls into one, doesn't it? I didn't want to interrupt your conversation with Aegis Klimas. He's a man, was it? He's a man to keep on the right side.
It was inside information I was getting from him.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about how old Eastern Bloc fighters, so whether it's the old Soviet Union, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, they're not famous really for doing loads of talking. In fact, they just do loads of listening. So I had a chat today with Beterbiev and Bivol. I was that brave soul that tried to do a head-to-head with the two of them.
How did that go?
The longest answer was 7 words. Shortest answer was 2 words. And actually, good 2 words. Off wasn't the second one, but that's neither here nor there. No, seriously. And there was at one point where Bivol turned to me and said, we don't...
Great impression.
Thank you. Said, we don't like to talk so much.
Is that Bivol?
Yeah, we don't like to talk so much. It's a bit Beterbiev, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Was it a bit of Vladimir?
I'm not sure what that was.
I'm all over the place. It could have been a bit of Golovkin. I'm just so good at these accents, you know. Anyway, there's another hint on this. So basically, the old Soviet bloc fighters, they're not big on bragging and talking. Oh, you've seen that when you've been around Usyk. They just get on with business. Yeah. So Aegis just laughed at me and said, yeah, I know, that's what they're like. Anyway.
Is this, Eddie says, the best card he's ever seen. What's your opinion? You've been in the sport for a long time. Is it up there?
Oh, yeah, no, it's in contention. Funnily enough, there was a mad bill in February of 1993, Azteca Stadium, 143,000, when I sat ringside with Mr. T. When it comes to name dropping, James, I'm different league, son. You appreciate that. So 143,000 inside the Azteca. Chavez defended against Haugen, also on the bill. Azuma Nelson, that ain't bad. Terry Norris, that ain't bad. Gerald McClellan, that ain't bad. Michael Nunn, that ain't bad. But I think two or three of them had really easy fights. So that was a stack card. Don King did massive stack cards. And one or two of our domestic shows have taken off. However, this is undoubtedly in contention, man.
Well, we can't wait, Steve. Listen, I'm going to have to start paying you for your appearances on my podcast. Because you're normally quite hard to get hold of. But
I don't know what to talk to,
he loves it. He loves it. Steve Bunce, what a man. Great to catch up with Steve. Let's have one last little walk through the front. I am a little bit worried about the lighting in here. I'm hopeful that it's just about okay. Let's walk down here to the front of the stage. And this is where everything unfolded today. And like I was saying, you just get sometimes the feeling, even though we work in the sport, and never to say that you get used to the big occasions, but when you have something big, you really do feel it. And this feels massive, June 1st. And I hope the fans are excited. I hope they're happy with the lineup. Who do you fancy, Matchroom or Queensbury? Who do you have as the favourites? I mean, Andy Scott's here. He doesn't do interviews. So sadly, I can't ask him. I'm not going to ask him. Be good to get one more guest. Umar's here from IFL. Not IFL anymore. I've just stitched him up. Box Nation. Where can we find you now, Umar?
Box Nation YouTube channel. I can't believe I'm plugging Box Nation on Matchroom, but
It's all
what
that.
A world we're living in. How long is it going to take you to shake Umar IFL Umar? Because that's how you've been known in the scene for a long time.
I say that, but I've had loads of Umar Box Nation Umar, so we're getting there, Jamie. We're getting there.
For you, it's nice to give people a voice as well. Obviously, you have a big voice, a big platform. You interview fighters every day. But when you look at the fan inside you, what gets the juices flowing when you saw all the fighters, all the talent stood on that stage?
I think it was the promo they shot between Frank and Ian. Yeah. That was Hollywood stuff. For me, obviously, the interest is going to be the heavyweights. But for me, Hamza Shiraz v. Ammo Williams, I think that's a world-level, world-title-level fight. That is a pure 50-50 for me because both of them have looked impeccable. So I'm looking forward to that the most. But every fight, I was saying this to someone earlier, even Craig Richards v. Willie Hutchinson, could easily headline in the UK, no doubt about it. So every fight. But for me, Hamza Shiraz v. Ammo Williams, that is going to be a pure 50-50, I think.
Joe. What about the main event? It's funny, people actually, it seems to have slipped everyone's minds that Dmitry Bivol and Artur Beterbiev are top in the bill. What do you think about that one? Because that is one that really divides opinion.
I agree with Eddie Hearn. He said it's the best fight in boxing. And I know we had Crawford Spence earlier, which people believed thought was the best fight in boxing. Didn't really turn out to be. Fury Usyk, historic, undisputed champion. We're going to get in the heavyweight division for the first time this century. But on paper, the best fight for me is Beterbiev v. Bivol. I just keep going back and forwards with it. Beterbiev literally looks indestructible, and then Bivol, as Eddie said, beat one of the best pound-for-pound fighters of this generation, Canelo Alvarez, and outclassed him. So anyone's lying if they can hand on art say they can outright pick a winner for that. So it's a bit mad that we've got that on top of, I believe, one of the best fight cards we've seen in recent times. We're getting the best fight in boxing with one of the best fight cards in recent times. What His Excellency in Riyadh season are doing is just groundbreaking and staggering. Every time they do something, it's unprecedented.
We've got to enjoy it, right? We've got to enjoy it. And that was Umar Box Nation Umar.
Thank you, Jamie.
Do not forget it.
Cheers, Jack.
Good to catch up with Umar. Let's have one last go. One last little circo. Melk PR here. Big part of everything. Top Rank behind the scenes. She's the star of the show. Let's have one last little go. I mean, one way you always know you've got a big event is that it's just chaotic. I'm actually quite impressed we haven't been thrown out so far today. Malik Scott in the house, Team Deontay Wilder. Coogan Cassius is here. I'm not sure if Coogan's doing an interview. Can we muscle in on the interviewer? Coogan, can we get one soundbite from you? I was just saying to Umar and a couple of... Yeah, it's live, yeah. Did you just say the C word?
What?
We'll have to edit that bit out. When you think about how long you've worked in the sport, how would you describe your excitement for June 1st?
I think there's nothing really to compare this to. And I think the worst thing was there were so many rumours going over the last few weeks. Because imagine hearing this without not knowing anything. But it was good the way it was put together. That promo is probably is the best promo I've ever seen in boxing, to be honest with you. Very Guy Ritchie-esque. Eddie and Frank actually acted quite well in that. It was actually really good. But yeah, June the 1st, I mean, it's like, what are you more excited for? You know, Beterbiev and Bivol or the 5v5?
Well, maybe, Frank, can I ask you one really quick question, please? Even though we are now, when we spoke in Saudi, you said, listen, all the pleasantries are there until this fight and this card gets officially unveiled. Does that mean we can't be friends anymore?
God, leave me. We only talk to Queensbury.
How exciting is this, being on this stage today? It's surreal, isn't it?
It's a great concept and we're all looking forward to it. You know, and the fans are. I mean, these are all 50-50 competitive fights. Obviously, we feel and I believe my team's going to win this, but they are such competitive fights on a show with the most unbelievable main event, four belts on the line. Talk about value for money.
I spoke to Eddie and he said this means more than anything. What does this mean to Frank Warren and Queensbury?
To us. I mean, we're going to be parked outside your office with loudhailers, you know, saying you're not singing anymore when we get back from Riyadh.
Is this right up there for you?
Yeah. I'm like all of it. Like, not everyone in boxing is competitive. Boxers are competitive. But this is a sort of, I suppose, in some ways, a rivalry that goes back to the 80s. And I've been in the business now, 47 years. So for me, This is what it's all about. This is what gets the best out of guys. Gets the best out of everybody. Gets the best out of fighters and the best out of us who are behind the scenes making it work.
Well, we can't wait. Frank Warren, may the best team win.
May the best Queensbury team win.
Well, I don't know. We might have something to say about that. as you can see, a little bit chaotic. But by the way, I always say this. This is why you don't give up. Koo, thanks for jumping on as well. Final one. Do you think Arsenal can still win the league?
Do you know what? You just literally cut my interview short, but it was for Frank Warren, so we'll let one go.
One word.
No.
Oh, dear. Not very... not a massive fan. Let's add in here one more time. We've got some of the opposition team here. I'm not 100% sure. Can we grab a word with you boys?
Go on, man.
All right, how excited are you to be a part of this event? And what's your message to Team Matchroom and the Matchroom staff? Because everyone's bang up for this.
Yeah. Just good luck to everyone. Good luck to everyone. Good luck to all the fighters. Good luck to everyone involved. It's got all the ingredients to make fireworks, to say the least. And I'm looking forward to it.
How are you feeling about captain responsibility with the armband?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Listen, all my life I've kind of been that guy people have like relied on and whatnot. So, and plus to be amongst such great fighters and whatnot, like Willie Hutchinson over here. Do you know what I mean? I'm honoured. I'm honoured to say the least. And hopefully I'll do our team proud.
Yourself against Craig Richards, a good fight. One, you're very confident you win?
I'm very, very confident I win. Listen, not just me. I think it's just going to be a complete swipe out, if you want to know the truth. I believe all of us is going to be 5-0, I think.
Well, I'm obviously Team Matchroom, so I've got to back my mate, Craig Richards.
That's why I'm telling you. It's, yeah. And I only speak the truth. I'm a man of God, and I believe it's going to be a swipe out. I'm looking forward to it.
You're very confident, Hamza. You beat Amo Williams?
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm always confident going into all my fights. I respect him as a fighter. But as soon as we get in there, all that goes out the window, and it's all about winning.
Yeah, obviously my prediction is 2-0 Matchroom here. So you know, I'm only messing. Oh, yeah, by the way, one thing we'll say: how good is this?
Yeah.
Special to be involved. This is why we're in the sport, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Listen, it's unbelievable. It's one of the biggest platforms in the world. You know what I mean? And obviously we're all going to be ready. I'm looking as good as ever. Shaved on my hair off. Go a bit more savage. And I'm just looking forward to putting on a show.
Boy, it's really nice to meet you. Nice to meet all you. Banter aside, wish you the very best of luck. Great stuff. Let's head in here, Leo. Because we've got Nick Ball in the house as well. Nick, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Jim.
Leo, are you coming in? What's that? Yeah, well, let's finish with Nick Ball then. Nick, you came close. Many thought you did enough on the last card in Saudi, but you're in there with Ray Ford. What do you know about him?
Not much, really. Obviously, he's a world champion, and he's a good fighter. Otherwise, he wouldn't be at this level. But yeah, another fight, another massive opportunity for me. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it's good to be a part of it, isn't it?
And for you, when you put your fan hat on and you remember the little boy with a dream, when you were still on that stage, Roberto Duran walked on it. It's all pretty surreal, isn't it?
Yeah, not half. Yeah. You never know what's happening with this boxing. It gets better and better every time. So yeah, you just gotta take it all in. That's it.
Well, Nick, enjoy being a part of this momentous occasion on June 1st. I'm very much behind enemy lines here, fearing for my life a little bit. So I think we'll end on that. If you don't hear from me, you know what happened. That was on the ground. We'll see you soon.